Welcome to Women in WP,
a bi-monthly podcast about women who blog, design, develop, and more in the WordPress community.
Hi, this is Angela at WordCamp Europe. I'm doing interviews here outside the Super Bach Arena, which is this fabulous, amazing space. And there are so many incredible women here, including Michelle Bach with Music Text. She is a volunteer for this year's WordCamp Europe, and I am excited to learn more about her. So here we go. Hi, Michelle.
Yeah, hi, Angela.
So we just met.
We've just met about 10 minutes ago.
Yes, and I was asking you about what you're doing here with WordCamp Europe.
Well, I'm volunteering here. I'm on the crew team. Yesterday I did registrations for the people who came for the Contributor Day. And this afternoon I'll be one of the facilitators for the WordPress Cafe. For the beginners group, the beginners level, which is about my level. I'm not much further. But I'll be doing that this afternoon. And the idea is to encourage people to talk and ask questions.
Nice.
And sort of get everybody to join in and, you know, join in the fun.
So, you are from Switzerland.
I'm from Switzerland, yes.
How did you get involved with the community in doing this?
Ah, it's a long story, actually, but I'll try to make it short. I initially studied music, got a degree in teaching music, and by the time I'd finished, there were no jobs going, and I kind of drifted into journalism through music.
Wow.
I started writing music critics, opera critics,
wow.
And that I drifted into journalism. Did that for a certain number of years. The newspaper I worked for then vanished from the scene.
Yes.
And then I went freelance as a journalist. And at that stage, I was asked to write program notes for classical concerts, which I started doing a good number of years ago and which I'm still doing to date.
Oh,
that's
cool.
My main
activity.
That's
your shtick. Okay.
Exactly. Then at one point, I moved from Geneva, where I grew up, to the German-speaking part of Switzerland. And there's no way I can write in German. I can speak the language, but I can't write it. So then I did a few years of teaching, because I thought that's kind of communicating. It's
yes.
A sort of follow-up of
what
journalism.
What kind of teaching? What were you
English
teaching?
English and French.
Okay,
language.
Okay, languages. Language.
Yeah. Language.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was teaching teenagers, and after 13 years, I'd had enough of that. And I wanted a new challenge. And I kind of had heard about WordPress.
Wow.
And thought that's maybe something that's just down my line. It's a sort of continuation of journalism as well. And I initially signed up for a very short WordPress course.
Okay.
That was in 2013.
And was it online or in person?
No, it was in person. It was in person.
Okay.
And it was in German, what's more.
Wow.
And then I did a full course, 96 hours, that broached all different aspects of web design, web publishing, marketing a bit, all sorts of things. And I did that. And it was actually through the teacher who gave that course that I got into the WordPress community, because he said, come along, there's going to be a WordCamp in Zurich.
Oh.
Why don't you come along and see what it's like? So I went to Zurich in 2014. I went to Zurich in 2015. Then I went to Geneva in 2016, where I met up with a lot of people I already knew. And then I volunteered for the WordPress in Lausanne in 2019, I believe, in Lausanne. And then I was going to be an organizer for the WordPress Geneva 2020. No, sorry, Lausanne was 2017. Then it was again in Zurich in 19. And, of course, 2020 didn't happen.
Yes.
And we've just had it this year in April. On the 9th of April, we had our WordCamp in Geneva.
Oh,
and I was
wow.
one of the co-organizers of that.
And did that go well? Post-pandemic? Or
yeah, there weren't quite as many people as
yes.
we had hoped for.
Okay,
yeah.
That makes sense.
It was, it was a little bit disappointing. Not from the organization point of view, but the attendance. We
yes.
would have expected to have a few
How
more
many
people.
Did you have?
We had about 100.
Oh, that's not a lot. That's almost like a very large meetup.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It was. Yes. But Geneva, if we gather 20, 25 for a meetup, that's already quite a good meetup.
Oh, good,
yeah.
good.
So
well,
we had about,
yes.
I've got a scoop for you, because just yesterday It was agreed that we're again able to do a WordCamp Switzerland next year because WordPress Central said no, we could only do town WordCamps.
Oh.
And the problem in Switzerland, we've got a French-speaking community,
yes,
a German-speaking community, even an Italian-speaking community, but they're the other side of the Alps, so they don't come much otherwise. But the German-speaking tend to not go to the French-speaking and vice versa.
Yes.
And we're going to have one next year, bang on the language frontier, and hopefully gather people from both ends of the country.
Oh, that should be a big success.
So that's going to be, and I'm going to get involved in that as well.
Well, the WordPress community is a better place because you're in it.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you,
and
Angela.
I'll let you know when this episode releases.
Thank you very much indeed.
So great to meet you.
Great to meet you, Angela. Thank you.
I'm here with Alexandra Spalato, who's been on a previous episode of Women in WP, but we wanted to chat with her here at WordCamp Europe because she's doing a very special thing. Alexandra is from Mallorca, and I will put in the show notes her other episode, which is fabulous that you should listen to because it's very inspiring how she learned to code and do tech. At 42 years old?
Yes.
That's right. I remembered that.
Yes.
It's a truly inspiring story. Alexandra, tell us, what are you doing here at WordCamp?
So first, I'm enjoying my time and meeting people after all this time. But I'm running a workshop about Gatsby WordPress themes, which is a product that I've created that allow you to build a Gatsby website, a front-end website, which is a framework of React, which makes the website super fast, super secure, powered by WordPress. And you can do it even if you don't code. And that's what I would show at my workshop, because we have one free theme and people can get it by subscribing. So I will show how to use that and then how to make some customization and also some code to go a little further. So
if people, of course, they won't hear this episode until after, well, maybe I could publish it sooner, but they will hear this episode later.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they wanted to learn more about Gatsby and your themes, is there documentation and tutorials?
Yes, they go to the website, gatsbywpthemes.com. And there is, in the menu, you have a documentation that is very complete. And
cool.
If they subscribe, they will receive an email and they can have the free theme and begin to play with that. So that's the way to go. And I'm preparing new themes with ACF, flexible content, and later WooCommerce. And that's the
roadmap. Do you think this is a good way for people to get into just kind of that React space without having to do code? Like, does it expose them to any new tech that would be a helpful learning tool?
They will not learn React
By
my theme, but they will be able to have a Gatsby website without knowing React.
Oh, okay, there you go. Fair enough.
Yes. And then perhaps I will do some more workshops and webinars when I will show some recipes to people to do themes. And in the future, with the flexible content themes that I am doing, people will be able to really customize and do whatever they want, only with CSS that we do with Tailwind. But yes, in the future, that's our plan, to allow people to really do customize everything and build everything just with CSS, and it will be possible with what we are building now.
So if people want a super fast, super secure website, and they have some bit of technical, they need to be okay to be a little technical, right?
Not technical, not to be afraid of using the console, the editor, having GitHub, but if they follow the steps in the documentation, they can do it. They don't need to have code.
They don't have to be
knowledge.
A programmer, but they
exactly.
do need to be not intimidated by getting into the console and following
exactly.
some of these steps.
Exactly, and then they can have a full-blown blog for the moment, and later more any type of things that we are building.
It's so fabulous to see you. I've been wanting to do this almost like a follow-up with every woman we've interviewed to find out how's it going now, mm-hmm. and I can't wait to hear about your next steps on your journey.
Yes.
So thanks for joining
me. So nice
me.
To meet you in real too. Thank
yes,
you.
Thank you. I am so excited to meet Megan Rose in person. She's been on the Women in WP podcast, though with different color hair. Megan is from Cleveland, Ohio. I will put in the show notes her longer version episode, but tell us what you're doing in WordCamp Europe.
Yeah, so this is actually my first time in Europe, so I'm like
wow.
very excited wow. about that. It was really, really long trip. It was like 20 hours of travel. But I am here with Codable. So I started working with Codable in December, and we're here because we have a lot of experts attending, and we're all wearing the orange shirts, so like anyone that's here will see us.
That's so there cool. What do you do with Codable specifically?
I work with the community team. So I'm with Mike Demo and Chris Churchill. And basically, I'm like their support, their main contact with the rest of the staff. So if they're having any problems or if they want to schedule like a coaching call to like improve their skills, things like that, they reach out to me and I just make sure they get what they need.
And so when we last spoke with you, you were doing freelance. Were you doing freelance work?
Agency.
Agency work.
Yeah.
And how is this different for you?
It's a lot more FaceTime with people, which is like what I enjoy,
yes.
especially about the WordPress community. And like, it's just a different space in tech. Like it's more casual and like much more about the relationships. So, I like that side a lot, but I still like, you know, have my hands in like technical things cause I'm like helping people with their projects. So
yes.
it's nice cause I get just like to meet a ton of people, and we have
yes.
experts like across the globe, so I meet people from all over the place.
So for people who don't know Codable, can you tell us what Codable does mm-hmm. specifically and why they might want to know what Codable is?
Yes. So Codable is a freelancer marketplace. It's actually the only one that is primarily WordPress, so it's, you know, great for anyone that would be at a conference like this. And it's a marketplace where we bring the clients in, or we have partnerships that refer clients, and then we have experts on the other side that are like bidding on the projects. And what makes us different is that we have minimum hourly pricing.
Yes.
So it's $70 US an hour.
Okay.
And you can't bid under, so you can't like undercut each other.
Okay.
And try to like win a
wow.
project by undercutting.
Right, by like doing $15 US
right,
or something.
Right. Yep.
That's amazing. So I recommend so many people to Codable because I have people to come to
That's
me
cool.
and I don't have the bandwidth and I don't necessarily know people with the specific expertise, and I left and right say go to Codable.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, I'm so happy to see you, and I hope you have a great conference.
Yeah, thanks, you too.
And a great trip to Europe.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
Thanks. So I am excited to meet Janine Paris from Asheville, North Carolina, one of the most beautiful places in the United States.
True
story. And Janine, what brought you to WordCamp?
I mean, originally I came to WordCamp because, like, the first WordCamp I ever went to was at my community college campus back in Asheville.
Wow.
And I was still getting my digital media, like, degree and doing that. And it was such a great experience that I just kept coming back. And now here we are.
So what year was that?
That was 2014, I think.
Oh, cool. And so you work at Codable, mm-hmm. but what other things have you done with WordPress in your career?
I'm actually a Codable expert, so
okay.
I've done a lot of different things as a freelancer.
Okay.
Builds, fixing problems, teaching people how to use stuff, all
so
kinds of things.
So are you a coder?
Mm-hmm.
What's your skill set? Like front end?
Mostly front end. I don't know. WordPress makes it so you don't have to mess around with database stuff.
That's true. So it's mostly kind of, do you do custom queries and...
I can.
That kind
and
of...
And like custom plugins.
Custom
and
plugins and
theming
stuff.
Theming and all that stuff.
So do you ever do Codable support where you're actually bidding on any projects or anything?
Yeah, that's and my primary association with Codable.
Wow. So what kind of projects do you find yourself working on most frequently?
I do really enjoy when someone comes in with like a mystery, like this thing isn't showing what it's supposed to show and I don't understand why, and it's just like a box with a question mark on it, and
uh-huh.
then you got to kind of figure out what's going on in there.
I love doing that kind of stuff mm-hmm. too. It's almost like I want to go on the Facebook forums and just get into people's sites and just, can I just go in there and fix it for you?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, totally. So when did you start coding? Was that something you started to learn in community college?
Actually, I started learning to code back. I remember when my friend Craig told me that you could do an external CSS style sheet.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh,
I was like, that
game
seems
on.
Complicated.
Yeah.
You know.
So, so you just started with like theme customization and kind of went from there doing stuff.
Yeah. In school, they had us do, we were supposed to build something with a CMS. I picked WordPress, and it was, I was using like a basic theme and then trying to like customize it from there. And obviously as a student, you don't know what a realistic project is going to, you know, is supposed to be like.
Yeah.
So kind of shot for the moon and fell amongst the rocks.
Wow. Know?
But it was still fun.
Still fun. Yes. You do have to hit a certain rocks to develop your skill level. So with Codable, let's say someone, so for people who are having an issue with their site, basically they can go to Codable and say, I need help. What is the typical turnaround time?
Most of the time, experts will start commenting immediately when someone comes in and posts a project. If you don't have like kind of immediate response to what you're posting, there might be a little bit of a time delay depending on like when and where you're posting from. You can also get in touch with the staff and they can help you like maybe clarify something or like put in more information.
That's
about
amazing.
The problem you're having, yeah.
Yeah, so if I go on vacation for 5 weeks like I am, I can send my clients to you.
For sure.
I love that. Well, it's been so wonderful talking to you.
Likewise.
I'm so glad to meet you here at WordCamp Europe. And is this your first time?
At EU, yes.
At EU?
Yeah.
But not your first time to Europe?
Actually, it is my first time to Europe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, this is amazing.
I know.
So, are you loving it?
1,000%.
So, everyone should come to WordCamp Europe. Just make it your life goal, right?
Yes. Yes.
That's cool.
Cosign.
I hope you have a wonderful trip.
Thanks.
And we're back with Wendy Huis-Sinterveld from the Netherlands. Wendy is a happiness engineer with Automattic.
Yes, at the moment I am.
And
I'm not the only happiness engineer.
No, in the Netherlands.
Dutch happiness engineer.
I love that because everyone else in the Netherlands works for Yoast.
Not everyone, a lot of people in the WordPress community that are from the Netherlands work for Yoast. Yes, that is true.
And we met on a pirate ship.
Yes, we met on a pirate ship.
Yes.
In Porto.
Yes.
Doing
I love trip. That. We will always have this story together.
Yes. Yes, the pirate ship. It was really nice.
So how long have you worked with Automattic?
I am almost 2 years with Automattic. So August it will be 2 years.
And what specifically do you do?
I do live chat support mainly for WordPress.com. So users at WordPress.com can contact us via live chat. And I answer their questions. They can also email us and we answer the emails as well. But I mainly do live chat. And then, so I answer questions. And those can be any kinds of questions about their plans, about the hosting, about the site, about how to build a site, SEO, things they are working on. It can be any kind of question. So
do you have tiered support where is there some more technical questions or is it with WordPress.com it's mostly kind of user interface related? I mean, and you said the hosting and stuff.
Yeah, we do. As a happiness engineer, you are, if you can answer it, you can answer it.
Yeah.
So sometimes some issues are difficult and need like a developer or a specialist, but it's not like if you have questions about that, you're going to go to that team. If you have questions about the domain, you're going to go to that team. Or if you have questions. No. As a happiness engineer, all questions come in and
you just
have a basic
whatever.
Knowledge about everything and then you answer. Most of them are, you were able to answer them.
What were you doing before you were a happiness engineer?
I was a self-employed WordPress website builder for over 10 years before I was a happiness engineer.
And are you happier as a happiness engineer?
I am, actually. Yes, I am. The thing is that with what I get to do now, I get to work with people and be interactive with people without actually having to see them,
yes.
Which might sound weird, but it really serves me well. I really like it.
Yes.
I mean, I love doing events like this, but on my day-to-day work and day-to-day living, I really like peace and quiet and
yes.
being by myself. So,
and you probably have a set schedule where at least I freelance and I find my schedule is a wreck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So that is one of the big advantages. I didn't think I would consider it an advantage or experience it as an advantage, but I went from working all the time everywhere
yes.
because, you know, as a freelancer, it
yes.
never ends. And now I have a fixed schedule, so
yes.
I can work whenever I want, but I do need to let them know in advance when I will be available.
Yes.
And then they will schedule me in
oh,
according to my availability.
Cool.
And for me, I work part-time, so I work 4 days. That ends up working from Sunday to Wednesday, and then on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I have weekend.
I love this.
Yeah,
I think this could be my career.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
well,
so great.
They have room.
And is this, how many WordCamp Europes have you attended?
I have attended all the ones except for the one in Sofia.
Okay.
And the one last year online. So
oh, yeah.
eight. So
wow.
this is my eighth
wow.
WordCamp Europe.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Yay. And you're volunteering.
I'm an organizer.
And you're an organizer. And so as you've probably been busy for months now.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a lot. We all appreciate the effort.
Thank you.
And you're also volunteering and doing some things while you're here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm currently doing the live stream interviews between the talks. So the live streams get the videos from the talks, of course.
Okay.
But between the talks, there is half an hour of, well, changing time to change rooms if you want
yeah.
to see a different talk. But for the live stream, that is nothing. So we do tiny little interviews with different kind of people.
Like just people who are attending or with
so
or
they,
the speakers?
So the PR team created a list of what kind of people they wanted to talk to. So we have attendees. I've already done those this morning. Speakers. We have some of the bigger community. So I spoke to some people from the Spanish community this morning.
Oh, cool.
And I'm going to speak to some of the people from the German community tomorrow. And some speakers and volunteers and so all
awesome.
Kinds of people.
I love that. I'm so happy I met you. It just when I met you, it just brought me a smile. So
oh,
I'm glad
so
that
happy
I
that
you know.
Actually, my Twitter handle dolgelukkig.
Yes,
it means extremely happy in Dutch.
Oh, that's why you exude this pleasantness, and you're nice to be around.
Thank you.
Well, have a great WordCamp, and I'll
thank you.
See you,
you too.
Around.
Yeah.
I am now joined by Stephanie Hudson. We met at the Atterham Agency Summit, and you did the introduction to my talk.
I sure did, and a lovely talk it was, telling us all about all these amazing women in WordPress.
That was an incredible opportunity, and I'd love to do it again in various forms.
I may be able to put in a word for you.
There we go. So you are from Charlotte, North Carolina?
That's where I live in Charlotte, North Carolina.
You live in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yes.
That's where you came to WordCamp Europe.
I did, yes.
And you work with Focus WP and
oh.
Bertha AI.
Yeah.
So tell me, what brings you to WordCamp Europe?
Mostly the after parties.
Okay, yeah,
you
because
know?
The Europeans know how to party.
Well, WordPress geeks also
know
can
how.
Do a little bit of partying. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I came to... You know, it's pandemic's over. I got to go to a first in-person conference in November in Florida for the Recurring Revenue Retreat, which is a fabulous conference.
Wow.
And then I've been itching. There was a couple other WordCamps in the States that were canceled or rescheduled or this and that. And I was like, I'm going to Europe. I haven't been to Europe in forever either since we haven't been able to travel
yes.
in so long. So it was just, everything just aligned. It was perfect opportunity to get here.
So do you have a booth or anything here? Or
I don't. No,
yeah.
I don't have a booth. I just got I just do gorilla swag placement.
Yes.
Yeah. I just bring
yes.
it and I'm
just sprinkle it around.
I'm sprinkling 3D glasses around because that's our little gimmick with
oh,
Focus
wow.
WP.
I love that.
Focus. You know, folks. And we have our website is for some inexplicable reason all in 3D. So the pictures and things. So I have 3D glasses I'm giving to people. So I'll give you some. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. I'd love
this. And if you are listening at home and you would like your own pair, there's a form on the site. You can fill it out and I will mail you a pair of 3D glasses and a sticker and a personal.
That's incredible.
Just for the fun of it. We have too many. In a digital world, you need something to hold in your hand sometimes.
So is this your first WordCamp Europe?
This is my first WordCamp Europe, yes.
Yes.
And I haven't been to many local ones, but I've been to WordCamp US 3 times.
Will you be in San Diego?
I sure will.
So what do you do for your two companies?
So Focus WP, I am the co-founder. My partner is Canadian, and I'm in the States, of course. And we do basically staff augmentation for agencies. So when you are either in a pinch, where you need more hands on deck, or if there's certain services you'd like to offer that are just a little bit outside your comfort zone, we provide an instant team. We've got developers, designers, copywriters, VAs, SEO folks, and oh my gosh, I forgot somebody. Anyway, we've got
so
it all.
So many.
We've
so
got the
many.
Whole thing. And so you can just come and rent an instant team, and it comes with some project management built in, some QA, no HR, no ghosting devs, no none of that stuff. So you can come and just get and we keep all of our pricing white label friendly so that you can mark it up
cool.
and make money.
That's so the this whole, is like for someone like me.
That's the whole point.
That's amazing.
So my partner and I both have agencies, and we've both been in the industry, in the space, in WordPress for decades. You know, and not WordPress for decades, but in web for decades.
Yes.
WordPress both for about 10, 15 years each. And so we felt all of the pain points.
Yes.
We know what agency owners are struggling with and what it takes. Yeah. So we started to try and solve those points. So that's Focus WP. It's focuswp.co if anybody's interested. And if you are interested in giving it a shot, anybody can send me a DM. I'll give you a code. Try it out. Yeah. Get you a little discount. But I've just recently...
Yeah.
If I may, can I jump to the next one?
Yeah, Bertha. Tell us about Bertha.
So I've just recently been brought on as the CMO of Bertha AI. So I'm super stoked about this because it's an amazing tool. I mean, we're living in the future.
Yes.
Basically, right? Like AI is doing everything now. So it's augmentation, right? So it's not a human, it's not replacing copywriters, but boy, it gets you a good chunk of the way
there. Yes, yes.
And we've got the best engine in all of the AI copywriters out there, and we've got so you can go and you can write long form content, or you can go and just have it write your meta descriptions and your titles and your alt tags for you if you want, or anything on your site, you know, or your about page or an FAQ list even, and it'll go generate all that, then you just go and tweak it. So it's basically eliminating the staring at the white page, not knowing what to do.
Getting you started.
Dilemma. Yeah. The little slogan is, it's the lorem ipsum killer, too. So when you're starting a website, you could just put it right in, you know?
That's so amazing. I was listening to a podcast that was more with a woman who had experienced, I think, the death of a parent, but had wanted to write about it, was having a hard time getting it started. It was part of a memoir or something like that, and started with an AI tool, and it gave her the voice.
Amazing.
And the language that she needed to then, and it helped her go deep.
Yeah.
In a way that she wouldn't be able to do.
It's hard
on its
to
own.
Start on
it's
that
hard
blank
to start,
line.
Yes.
But, and the other cool thing is that Bertha works right in WordPress. So technically, Bertha is a woman in WordPress.
Oh, there we go.
Help right?
me write your copy.
I know.
I love it.
Perfect.
That's so great. Well, it's been fabulous to talk to you. I hope you have
too.
An amazing WordCamp.
I can't wait to go check out the sponsor booths and everything. I haven't even been in there yet.
I did a quick loop. People are gamifying their booths a lot this year.
I got to fill that swag bag. I can give me some pins and some pens some everything. Yeah.
You got to get your Struppenwaffles.
A Struppenwaffle from our friends at Yoast. I bet. Yeah.
A whole tin can full of them.
Awesome.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Hey, Women in WP listeners, this is Tracy with a quick message from our sponsor, Ninja Forms. Wish you could build forms for WordPress without spending forever or recruiting help? You can. Ninja Forms is the WordPress form plugin that is both extremely flexible and easy to use. Create contact forms, order forms, donation forms, and more in literally minutes using pre-built templates. Easily customize with form logic, upload fields, multi-step pages, and more. Just drag and drop what you need where you need it. Integrate with hundreds of services like MailChimp, Google Sheets, HubSpot, and more without needing to write a line of code. Get Ninja Forms now at ninjaforms.com. And now, back to our show.
I am here on day 2 of WordCamp Europe with Angela Jen, who's head of programs and contributor experience at Automattic.
Hi, Angela. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing really well. How are you?
Great. So what are you doing at WordCamp Europe in this role?
I am soaking it in because there are so many people here and we are having an incredible time. It has been absolutely amazing to see all these people together again after some very long years. And so I'm just connecting with other people and learning what they've been up to and all the cool things that they're doing with WordPress.
Have you had to do anything official in your role here other than just soak it in?
Yes, a lot of official work. A big part of my job is working with community organizers and moving things forward for different MAKE teams. And okay. So it's been really great to connect with people in person and talk about things just on the spot and learn more about what people are thinking about and where we might be able to go. It's very inspiring.
Wow. So was Contributor Day a big deal?
Huge deal.
Yes, I heard that it was very packed.
Yes, the team expected 500 people to attend, and there were over 800.
Wow.
Which, of course, you know, caused some challenges for the organizers. Like, we need more tables and more chairs and more food. But at the same time, what an amazing problem to have.
Yes.
It is so, like, reassuring and refreshing and exciting to know that there are so many people who care deeply about the future of WordPress.
And so contributing, tell people, what is it to contribute?
It is, so WordPress is an open source project, so that means anybody can help build the future of WordPress, whether that is could include code, but it could also include design, building community, writing documentation, creating educational materials for WordPress. There are a lot of ways to further the mission of democratizing publishing.
That's awesome. We've interviewed so many women who contribute, so many WordCamp organizers mm-hmm. and volunteers and meetup organizers.
There's and a lot of them.
How long have you been working in WordPress?
Gosh, I've been using WordPress since 2010, and I've been in the community since 2018.
Wow, so yeah. Just the past 4 years.
Yes.
Two and a half of which have been during the pandemic.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's been really interesting to see how we've shifted from in-person to online. I should say in person and online to fully online and now back to in person. Yeah, it's a really interesting time.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And a lot of people wearing masks here. Yes. That's been very encouraging. Helped me to feel more comfortable being indoors.
Me as well.
With as many people wearing masks. And because we're not over this yet.
No, we are not.
But, it's so great to chat with you. And if people wanted to try to find you online, how would they connect with you?
I am Angela S. Jin everywhere on Twitter, on the Making WordPress Slack. And yeah, I would love to chat with anybody interested in WordPress, interested in contribution, interested in the WordPress community. That
cool.
is what I love to do.
We will have that in our show notes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Here I am talking right now with Carolina Newmark from Stockholm, Sweden. She is a core contributor with Yoast. So, Carolina, how has your WordCamp Europe experience been?
It has been amazing. It has been so long since we have met. And yeah, old friends, new friends. You know, previously we have interacted on maybe Twitter or Slack or even GitHub, but not met in person, so it has been amazing.
Oh, it's probably just been so heartwarming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely healing.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm overwhelming. You collapse at night when you're done. But yeah, it's definitely healing. Yeah.
And how long have you worked for Yoast?
I'm a contractor, so I think we've sponsored for 6 months, and then so a year and a half.
Wow.
Contract.
How did you get involved with Yoast? Like, how did you find Yoast? Did you apply for an opening job or?
It's Francesca Marano.
Yes, I know. We've interviewed Francesca. She's amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
She helped me get in contact with them. So I worked for the Teams team on WordPress.org.
Okay.
Where we review, we do code reviews of Teams.
Oh, cool.
So I was asked if I could join the 2021 and the Teams.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, the default theme for 2021.
Oh, right,
yeah,
the theme.
So I helped work on that. So Joost sponsored me because I just lost my job because of COVID.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah, so I'm feeling incredibly lucky.
So as a core contributor, are you more, like, are you a coder? Are you a support person? Like, what kind of work do you do on core?
I am a coder.
So do you PHP and the
PHP
whole thing?
PHP and JavaScript.
Wow. And so what part of core are you mostly working on? You mentioned the 2021 theme. Yeah. Anything else besides the
right
theme?
Right now it's mostly Gutenberg.
Wow. Actually, so coding Gutenberg.
Yeah. It's a lot to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you most excited about that's happened with Gutenberg lately?
Well, obviously it's full set editing.
Of the full, yeah.
It's been so much fun to see this being developed. It's,
yeah. And probably improvements are being made.
Yeah, such a big change for WordPress. And yeah.
Wow. So you're really a part of that. We love to interview women who are part of Core to be like, look at the women behind this project, and you are one of these people. So what do you feel like is the next big thing that's going to happen with the full site editing, or maybe improvements that you see coming down the pipe?
Yeah, I hope that we can, how do I say this in English? Oh, sorry, I'm from Sweden.
Yes, yes.
I hope that we can make the block settings more similar, because it's very difficult now, because you add one block and it has doesn't have a font family. It might have color options, link color options. But then the next block, it doesn't have the same settings. So for a user, this is very confusing.
Oh.
Yeah, so we need to make it easier and more similar.
For the users.
That's what I believe.
Yeah. And so do you love to code?
I do.
How did you learn? Like,
of course, I had a website like 12 years ago, and I was picking a tool. I tried different CMSs and ended up being WordPress, and that's how I learned PHP.
Wow. Yeah. Just you dove in. You didn't have formal education. You just learned. So like web tutorials and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And now you're a core contributor.
Yes.
That's phenomenal.
So it might have taken me 11 years because, you know, I had a job.
Yes.
Until Corona. So everything was done on, you know, evenings and weekends.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah. But I learned PHP from hacking WordPress and, you know, breaking enough things, then trying, you know, figuring out, okay, this is what I need to do to make it work and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a familiar story amongst all of our people we've interviewed.
Yeah,
that's so fabulous.
Yeah.
Well, it's been so nice to chat with you. I hope you have a lovely WordCamp.
Thank you.
And a safe trip home.
Yes, thank you.
So now I'm here with Carmen Maimo from Spain. She works with Inside, which is a VIP agency, and she works as a developer. So, of course, you're here with Inside. Inside is based in Germany?
Yes.
Yeah, and what brings you to WordCamp?
Well, this is my first WordCamp, so the main goal was just to leave the people. In the agency, we do remote, and there is also these nice things of the pandemics and such, so I just needed to be around people, and this was like the best possibility ever. Just to feel the famous community, no? Because they all talk about this
community,
WordPress community that is supposed, and I have, yes, I they are, I feel welcomed. I mean, this is the first time, but somehow after 3 days it's like I've been here, I don't know, it doesn't feel so new.
So the hype about the community is true. It's a positive thing.
It's, I mean, it's not like a unicorn.
Okay.
But because they are, I found real people.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Because when, from my perspective, when you read all those good things, it's like, yeah, whatever, it's impossible. Then you jump and it's normal people that like to stay together and talk about normal things, and they just, you feel, I feel quite nice, and and there is this energy of people saying, let's do things, and that, okay, I will contribute, I will do something.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice. There is a nice vibe in here if that is something that exists, then that is good. Yes,
it's for real. Mm. How long have you been using WordPress?
Using 10 years, but yeah. Working like for real in development 2 years.
Okay, wow. Like, and so what kind of development do you do?
Mainly I develop gateway plugins.
Okay.
So integrations with WooCommerce.
Okay.
And my heart is with the plugin I work the most is with Molly.
Okay, tell us about Molly.
Molly is a Dutch company.
Okay.
And it's a payment gateway.
Okay.
That is integrated with it's like all the experience of payment is as fluid as
yes.
any other gateway. And it's cool because if you, for myself, working with a product, a whole product that I can, there is a new feature you can create, how do we do, there is that part of the architecture, and then not only bug fixing, or I can talk with the client, that is, we are pretty close, it's nice. It's a nice relation.
So for people who are using Molly, is your plugin publicly available?
Yes.
Okay, is it on the repository?
It's in WordPress.com.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes, that's super cool.
Yeah,
there's so many opportunities in the WooCommerce space for these API integrations and also
And then my colleagues, in my team, I work with Molly, but we have different gateways and it's interesting how you can approach the same problem in different ways and they all work. And that's also a nice conversation, no? Say, okay, this is Molly and this is PayPal or this is... And they all solve the same problem, but the approach is different. From the code point of view, I'm super excited always to see, I could do like this, right, it's true.
So you can learn from each other.
We do, and I find that before working with Teamside, I was working alone. And the interaction with other peers makes like the things more creative. I find that the conversation gets always having a conversation is always better.
I'm very envious. I think it's wonderful. Well, it's been so delightful to talk to you. I hope you have a lovely rest of your WordCamp.
Yes, I'm planning on.
And safe travels.
Thank you.
I am now with Maya Benka.
Benka.
She lives in Barcelona now, but she is a German freelance web developer.
Yep.
And first we want to... Can you move your hair so people can really see this t-shirt? This is from the Alley Collective.
Yes.
So yeah, just get that message loud and clear about accessibility.
Underline your links.
Yes, and I have been doing that or bolding them, you know, like in my text. For sure. But awesome. Anyway, what brings you to WordCamp Europe?
Oh, good question. So, I mean, I'm in love with the WordPress community. So this is why mainly I'm here, but obviously also like to learn new stuff, to like get inspired, especially after the pandemic, where I think many people kind of lost motivation a little bit to contribute because there was so much stuff going on.
Yes.
To like connect, like reconnect actually with the community and giving hugs to everyone that I missed for so long. And like getting, you know, inspired to work on problems that you maybe figured out by just talking and getting inspired, meeting people, learning new stuff on the conference, but mainly like, you know, to reconnect with everyone. And that's the main reason I'm here, and we're so looking forward.
That's amazing. So as a freelancer, what does that mean to connect with people, like, you know, because when you're not part of a team per se, like you're finding colleagues or other people who do development work? Or?
Yeah, I kind of see the WordPress community as my colleagues. I mean, I also have like the accessibility bubble, especially in Germany, that where I connect, and they're like my colleagues because many of them are also freelancers.
Yes.
But I really see the WordPress community as my colleagues. So, I mean, sometimes, you know, you have like those work issues that you, I mean, sometimes you can Google and use Stack Overflow and stuff, but, you know, sometimes you have like those soft skills issues maybe that you don't know how to solve, and so you just, you know, connect with people you know who work in the same field. So then they're kind of like my colleagues, even if you don't work in the same company, because they're also like freelancers here. And it's like really nice to catch up and talk about those. And yeah, so they're my colleagues, yeah.
So how do you stay connected when you're not at WordCamp?
Good question. So usually it's like the Slack channel. So there's the Germany Slack channel, but also the WordPress Making Slack channel, where we connect. I mean, I'm organizing the WordPress meetup in Berlin, so I'm more connected to the community in Berlin as well, especially with the other meetup groups. Like, we have a whole Slack for meetups. So this is kind of where we stay connected, especially also the online meetups. But also sometimes just like online Zoom calls. This, like, I have a mastermind group, for example, with some WordPress people that we meet every second week. They're also like all freelancers, so we just talk about those stuff, and this really helps to survive the pandemic. And like, actually, I created a WordPress online co-working, so sometimes I needed like a bit more connection with other people, so I did like a Zoom call with other people, inviting for a co-working session, and yeah, we co-work together, and yeah, so this kind of stuff. So this is how I try to connect it on, like, during pandemic with Zoom and Slack and meetups. And yeah, but it's like, it's a different thing if you can finally meet in person again. And
yeah, so have you been able to find some of these people here at, in Porto?
Yeah, I mean, the mastermind group is like more in the German community a little bit. But the online co-working, actually, it's like more like the real community people. Not the real, but, you know, people who are involved for a long time. And yeah, like, some live not in, like, in Africa, for example, so they just connect.
But it's harder to get to WordCamp Europe from Africa.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about going to one of the African WordCamps?
Yeah, I still think about it. I mean, I'm like, at the moment, it's like, you know, you're not really started planning. Like,
not yet.
I really would like to go to WordCamp Asia when it happened again. Yes. It was so bad. They were canceled. I mean, it was a good decision, but, you know, it was like so sad. It was canceled. So I really hope it will happen and I will be there, really, like, hopefully. Yeah, also maybe US. Like, Africa so far, not really, because it's like, I don't know. I guess it's a bit more planning for myself.
It is.
But I would definitely be interested in meeting the community in Africa. And also, like, you know, it's like a cool thing if you have community somewhere. It's like more encouraging to go there and connecting. And so, you know, some people maybe. And, you know, to meet the locals would be cool. So, why not, you know?
Yeah, I feel the same way. I've been to West Africa, to Ghana.
Oh, cool.
We've interviewed a couple women from Nigeria, and it makes me really want to go visit Nigeria and meet the, they have a massive WordPress community there. I think it would be a lot of fun.
That's great, yeah.
So, so you said you've been mostly kind of doing the hallway track.
Yeah.
And not going to too many sessions, just, and for people who haven't been to WordCamp, that's just walking around, talking and hugging.
Yeah. Basically, like, walking around looking for people you know or you can connect to, talking to sponsors. And I mean, it's like hard because you just have like 2 days and plus one day, the contributor day. And at the beginning, you have the feeling, oh yeah, I have like plenty of time. And then you're like, well, actually, it's just like 3 days. And there are like 2,700 or like tickets sold. I think 2,300 people are here. Or so, I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't have enough time to talk to everyone and like to connect.
To all 2,700 people.
Yeah. Also, like, then you have workshops and talks. So yeah, I went in some talks. They were pretty cool. I was in a workshop. They were pretty nice as well. But also, like, at the same time, I think, okay, they got recorded, the talk, so maybe you can see it later. And at the moment, like, this is kind of the first, like, as I said, the first WordCamp where I just use mainly the whole track and to connect to people and hug people. It's like, hey, no, long time seen.
I know. It's. I'm sure it's been, like, I feel that way too.
Yes.
But I'd much rather be connecting with people than sitting in a session.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
for sure.
Yes. I mean, it's nice to support the speakers, you know, I kind of feel bad that you don't attend talks, even you want to see them and not to, like, support speakers because they're, like, also community. Yeah. But on the other hand,
lots of people going.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I see a lot going. I think also, like, if you have been on, like, many WordCamps so far, it's like you're kind of used to the talks and the usual topics. So, yeah, also, like, I think it's... like, I used to contribute a lot to WordPress, and now in pandemic time, it was a bit hard. Like, it was, you know, I think many people struggle a little bit, and, you know, just to survive mentally, to go through the day, and not having that much motivation to work, just staying at home. So it was kind of, I lost a little bit the motivation to contribute, or like the inspiration, not the motivation, but more the inspiration actually. So now that I'm here and start to talk to people, you kind of, you know, come up with like new maybe problems you could fix, or like, oh, this is interesting, like developing, and maybe we should like have a look at this, and then you find problems, and you know, so you get more inspired by like going back into contribution and getting more ideas what you could do, and so this kind of like talking to each other, I think it's super important, and Slack is great, and also GitHub is great, but it's like,
It's not the same.
It's not the same. So
it's not the same. Yeah. Well, it's been lovely to meet you in person.
Thank you. Yeah, so you too.
Thank you for being willing to be interviewed, and I hope you have a rest of your wonderful trip.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you too. It was a pleasure to be here, and thank you for this project.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Want to be on the show? Sign up on our website, womeninwp.com. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter and join our Facebook group. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, and iTunes.